This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
What's going on with this Coca-Cola thing? Man, they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Dude,
they?
I had not even heard anything about this. I come in and there's a headline. I didn't know you can print your own cans now.
Yeah, you customize them.
So is it like, so you know that big Coca-Cola machine at like, well, let's see here, who has one? But you can pick all the different flavors. At like this pizza place I go to, I forgot the name of it. But can pick like 80 different flavors. Is it a machine like that?
It's a vending machine with cans in it that you can actually print stuff on. That's and make your own
dumb.
Customized can.
Why would I, if I'm going to a restaurant to get a slice of pizza and a can of Coke, do I really need to print something on there that says Jesus?
I don't think anybody knew this existed until yesterday.
I agree.
I didn't know it.
I've
never seen anything like this, never heard of it until it broke yesterday with this video that came out. All right, here's the controversy. Down in, where was this, Spadil? Was this in Kentucky or somewhere?
I know it's down south.
All right. Well, here's the story.
It's a Coke store. You can personalize a message.
What?
You can put Allah loves you.
All right. Let me explain this.
Yeah.
When you go up to the machine, you can personalize the can that you're about to get. You can punch in there whatever you want it to say on the can. I guess certain characters.
You can put Allah on there.
Well, that's the controversy.
You can put Satan on there.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't put Jesus.
That's the controversy.
Right.
You cannot put Jesus, and you can't put Trump. You can put Kamala. But
and
you
Harris.
Can't put Trump. Yeah. That is the controversy. Now, I think that Coca-Cola is shooting themselves in the foot because they are number one in the South. That is their number one market in the world, is the South.
Well, you also have to think about this because, having a nanny that's Mormon back in the day. So Mormons love Coca-Cola. Love.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh,
why?
Yeah. Well, because they kind of finally like let the rules go a little bit. So it's kind of like beer to them, they're addicted to it.
Why Coke instead of Pepsi?
I don't know. It's just a thing. They just love Coke. And you know who else they love? Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a problem too.
Yeah. With the Mormons.
Yeah.
But the South is huge. And Jesus is big in the South.
Everybody loves Jesus.
Yeah. And Trump's big in the South. So the controversy is the boycott is on with Coca-Cola. You know, they're based out of Atlanta, Georgia. So they are a Southern company that's doing this. So they've got an uphill battle here with this one.
But I'm trying to figure out who they're marketing this towards. Because, first of all, if I'm taking my little kid to get pizza, he's not allowed to have a Coke, right? He's not. He can have a Sprite because it doesn't have caffeine. But so who's the target demo for this?
Well, not only that, why do I care that if I put a dame on a Coke can, I'm going to throw it away?
Right. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out who they're marketing.
Yeah, it's not like something I'm going to take home and put it in a room somewhere and save it.
Maybe you're looking, maybe it says, like, will you marry me?
I mean, you could do something like that because when we went to the Heineken plant or whatever, we did a customized bottle. Both Brie and I did.
Oh my god, that's so sweet.
It was so sweet. So we kind of did the same thing with a beer bottle.
It's okay. I put my son's face on M&M.
Yeah.
It's just as cheese ball.
But that makes sense because you get it for a
60th
now. If
birthday.
You were going up to the vending machine to maybe get a birthday. Like you did, a birthday can, and you bought like 30 of them for a party.
Right.
Maybe that would work. But as far as me going up to a vending machine because I want a Coca-Cola, I don't care what that can says. I'm not going to sit there and type it in. So I don't know what the audience is.
Well, I can see
is.
My ex-boyfriend like shocking me when he like brings back the can that says Jesus.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I got Jesus in the can.
Like a souvenir kind of prank or something like that.
That's the problem. He can't bring you a can that says Jesus.
I know, but I bet they're going to change that.
Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah, I bet
because
they will.
The boycott is on. And you got to figure, too. I mean, there's this one video that's the only video floating around. There probably isn't more than just two of these machines in the world.
But is it true? Because my kid and I tried this with, you know how I have, well, Echo, what else do I call it?
Alexa?
Alexa, thank you. So in my room, it's Echo. So that's why I go, hey, Echo, blah, blah, blah. So you know how it was going viral that you could say, Alexa, tell me why Harris would make the better president. Alexa, tell me why Trump would make the better president.
Yeah.
And it was going viral that it wouldn't tell you why Trump would be a better president. It would only tell you Harris.
Yeah.
But we tried it at home, and it tells you about both.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know some of these stories if they're true. Or
exactly.
Because that same story came out about if you ask Alexa who the next president of the United States is going to be, it will say Kamala. Well, I tried it too. And it doesn't say that.
Yeah.
The election is going to be held on November 6th.
Right.
We will all know once votes are cast. That's what I got.
Yeah.
So you can't believe all this crap. I will say this
machine. I am proud that you plugged it in. I didn't even think you plugged it in.
Yeah, it's been plugged in. Whoa. Frog uses it now.
Oh, because you said, I don't want them hearing me. Yeah. I don't want them there. It's the government.
No, I'm with you. I don't like it. I don't like it. Alexa is, I don't trust her. I think
now, have you taught
angel.
Him? Have you taught him to have her fart yet?
No.
Oh, that's a fun
and you
game.
You can set a fart timer.
No.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, fart timer is that's gold.
He's been using it for homework, for math.
That's normal.
Alexa, what's 4 plus 5?
Yeah, yeah.
9. Okay, got it. Woo! He does want to take it to school with him.
Yeah,
but I told
him
there's nowhere to plug it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.